I'm Joey Only, and this week on the Comediological Report.
To go,
would you say that they're breeding like rabbits?
I would say both literally and figuratively. I think you can say,
honk.
That's my kind of goose.
Tonight's forecast, we've got storms way out west, and that probably means you're all gonna die. Your 7-day forecast coming up right after this. Wow!
Yeah, this guy's packing a bit of a punch, big time downburst winch. Wow! Man, feels good to be back. Love the elements again. Really intense perspective now. Woo! No lightning, but that's okay. So far. Oh yeah, I can still play now. Woo! We're back! Spring's here!
Well, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather we got. Wait a minute. Well, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather, whether or not. There it is.
Good morning, Prince George, and good afternoon, Winnipeg. If you're listening to this show, it's called the Comediological Report. I am your host, Dr. Joey Only, here in Wells, British Columbia. If you're listening to us in Prince George, you're hearing us on CFIR 88.7 FM, Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. The show repeats on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. If you're in Winnipeg, you're hearing us on CKUW 95.9 FM every Monday local time, noon hour. So that's the deal, and maybe you're checking us out on my YouTube channel. That's Joey Only, Caribou Weather Dude. So that's the show is your show to complain about how much the weather sucks in Canada, okay? Because it does right now. I mean, there's no sign of spring where I live. Of course, I chose to live at 4,000 feet up in the mountains. I was driving my kids into Quesnel there on Sunday, and lo and behold, the light there on my dashboard starts going off. It's one of those ones that says engine, check engine, and it starts flashing. I was like, oh, that's not good. I said to my daughter, it's not supposed to flash. It's just supposed to be on for 10 years because it's a Ford. It's always on. Flashing, that's new. And then the truck died after some weird wobble. And then luckily their mom came and rescued them. And I hitchhiked back to Wells and got my truck towed. And get to the shop and they say to me, your truck's out of gas. Have you tried putting gas in? I was like, no, it's not out of gas. It was the check engine light flashing, not the check gas. Well, it's out of gas. I think someone siphoned the fuel out of my truck while it was parked on the side of the friggin' road. That's how bad things are getting these days, friends. You go and siphon the fuel out of a truck parked on the side of the road. I caught you doing that, man. It would be rock salt in the gun. Okay, so here's your show about how much the weather sucks in Canada, and suck it did indeed as I was hitchhiking home that afternoon in the snow. Well, luckily I didn't have to worry too bad. I got kind of a new tenant for a few weeks here, and my other tenant's moving out to Ukraine. He's moving to Ukraine, basically. And she's going to take over his place. She's the new school teacher in town. She's in the spare room and blah, 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 blah. Luckily, this person picked me up and brought me home during the snowstorm afternoon. Frankie McDonald.
Frankie, the weatherman. Frankie, the weatherman.
Who?
Frankie.
Who?
Frankie.
Ladies and gentlemen.
How are you doing out there in Sydney, Nova Scotia? How's the weather so far?
It's nice, though, but it's clear sky. Says right now it's going to rain tomorrow night in Sydney, Nova Scotia. And Halifax is going to rain as well, since the cold front's going through once again. Then they got a warmer air coming here back and cold air fighting back in eastern Canada and the United States. New York City's going to turn colder. Cold air is going all the way down Florida. It's going to turn the state of California, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and all these places. It's going to bring really hot weather in San Francisco, Los Angeles. Then it's going to turn much colder in California late next week. It's going to turn really, really warm weather all across California and kind of those places. They're going to bring the snowstorm in Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, Colorado, New Mexico, and all these places, in Arizona, Utah, and all these places. It's going to turn warmer than average temperatures all across the eastern United States later on next week. It's going to bring a lot of thunderstorms in Iowa, Nebraska, all across central states and upper Midwest and Midwest United States, like Arkansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and all these places, Kansas and Texas, and all these places.
Oh my God, in Japan.
It's going to bring lots of cold weather, warm weather from Utah, Tokyo, Japan, Kyoto, Japan, Osaka, San Diego, Japan, including Sapporo, Hokkaido, Japan, and all these areas. It's going to bring lots of, you know, thunderstorms in Australia. It's getting cooler in Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, and Argentina.
Down in Argentina.
They're bringing a lot of thunderstorms, rain, Venezuela, Brazil, Bolivia, all across Peru, Ecuador, all these places, Venezuela, Congo, DR Congo in Africa, Uganda, Kenya, Gabon, Zimbabwe, Zambia, Angola, Mozambique, Madagascar. And they're going to bring a lot of rain all across La Rio and the Marantis Islands. Here comes the story of the hurricane. It's going to be an active, above average 2022 Atlantic hurricane season. It's going to bring...
In Antarctica, it's cold outside in Antarctica.
Antarctica will soon be dark cold 24 hours a day. Up in the Arctic or Olivier, it's going to be light old 24 hours a day.
What's the weather been like in Ukraine this week, Frankie?
Right now, it's going to get a little bit warmer. Ukraine, cold air, warm air fighting each other there, too.
I see you're walking around in Sydney, Nova Scotia tonight. You're not at home on your computer. What's going on there, Frankie?
Nice, old. I'm showing you Sydney, Nova Scotia.
It's nice out. So what are we looking? Is that the Chinese pizza place?
It's Kenny's Pizza. Kenny's Pizza. It's Italian, not Chinese. It's Italian.
Oh, Kenny's Pizza, right.
Sydney, you're showing the street in Sydney, Nova Scotia. I'm showing you. Street.
He's got some cars driving by there. It's dark. I see no, just a little bit of something that looks like snow or ice on the ground there. Is that?
It's going to rain tomorrow. That's going to melt some more snow in Sydney, Nova Scotia tomorrow night and Saturday.
You had a big snowstorm up in the Highlands this week. I see lots of snow in the Cape Breton Highlands. How much snow?
A lot of snow up in Cape Breton Highlands National Park.
What podcast have you been on this week, Frankie?
I've been on the podcast like, I've been on the Jason Marshall, We Don't Have Cookies, Roger the Wild Child Show. I've been on In Hot Water Show. I've been on the Chrissy Mayer. I've been on the, all the other shows called on the Ham Radio. I've been on the Gary and Dino Show and things like that. I've been on the other podcasts as well.
You've been going to hockey games there in Sydney, Nova Scotia?
Yes, I've been going to hockey games. I'm also on the Reckless Aries Radio with Sam.
How have the Cape Breton Eagles been doing?
They're doing great.
Real great. Are they in the playoffs?
They're in last place. They lost a lot of games. They're trying their best.
Okay. Right now, because it's Thursday, the 7th of April.
Did you hear about that girl named Janet? She runs the Cape Breton Originals Facebook.
Yes, we've met. We've been talking. The show is recorded on Thursday nights, except for last week because of electrical difficulties. And so it's Thursday, April the 7th. I'm currently watching the Maple Leafs playing the Dallas Stars with my other eyeball because I want to see Austin Matthews break Rick Vives' all-time record for most goals scored by a Maple Leafs player in franchise history. So we're watching a very special time to be a Leafs fan with Marner and Matthews. They're probably the most prolific and amazing duo the team has ever had in franchise history. We've been waiting a long time for this. So I'm watching that right now. Frankie, who are you rooting for in the playoffs this year?
Don't know yet.
The show will be broadcast on the 9th in Prince George and the 11th in Winnipeg. So if you're hearing these weather stories, keep in mind that they are sort of last week's weather stories for the most part. We will try to give you a bit of a look ahead to next week nonetheless. Frankie, who do you think is going to have the best weather in Canada next week?
Somewhere in southern Canada. That means it could be somewhere.
Maybe Ontario or something.
Yeah, and British Columbia is going to get bad weather next week all the way down to California, including Mexico.
I see that here in Wells, we have a lot of nights coming up next week that are minus 10, minus 12, things like that, minus 14. So temperatures, I'm not exactly stoked on. Brandon Houck, what is going on with this cold weather in Western Canada?
Before I get to the cold weather, I'll talk a bit about the situation we've had last week here. We've had quite a few wind events here. On the 31st of March, we had wind gusts over 90 kilometers an hour and caused some power outages in the Drumheller area. And then we had on Saturday, we had convection develop, instability. So there's enough energy for even a few lightning strikes near Tabor and areas outside of Calgary. We had our first real pretty good thunderstorm at Black Diamond there. Produced a little bit of small hail.
Hey, Brandon, you've been on regular TV. You've been on a regular TV, the Weather Network. Oh, the wind!
Yes. guest of the day today. Call up the precipitation today to the east. For now.
I got something to say. Which NBA team you go for, Brandon?
NBA. I guess the Toronto Raptors?
Denver Nuggets. That's in the mountain region.
Oh. I'm not quite sure. I'll probably go with the Raptors, though.
And did you hear about that? Most people in Calgary, they go by Denver Nuggets.
Oh, yes. They like Peter's Drive-In in Calgary for their chicken nuggets and their big burgers and milkshakes. Those are pretty good, too.
And did you hear about that? And the Bass Guy Show just opened up his new TikTok account.
New TikTok. I have to go check that out.
I should mention for radio listeners that we have Imogen Cookie Bailey down in Victoria on, and we also have Joe Stover up in are you in Winnipeg right now, Joe? Or are you in
I am in Winnipeg, and I am very much looking forward to hearing Brandon his thoughts on this potential Colorado low that's coming into Winnipeg, or well, not necessarily Winnipeg, but Manitoba, Northwestern Ontario, North Dakota, Saskatchewan. I'm really looking forward to what he thinks the models are telling him.
Yes. Yes. We'll get to that in just a second here.
Oh my goodness. I think Austin Matthews just scored his 55th goal. It just happened. Franchise record, Austin Matthews. 1 minute and 2 seconds left to go in the second period. Here I'm cutting Brandon off again. Power play goal. Austin Matthews just snipes one off the right wing corner with his left hand shot. Amazing thing to see in all my life as a Leafs fan. I remember Rick Vive. That's when I first was watching hockey. Amazing thing to see. Brandon Houck, you're a hockey guy as well. I'm sure I'm going to ask you about the Brooks Bandits in a minute. I had to cut you off. That, wow, I just can't believe I seen that. What a shot. What a rocket.
We have just witnessed one of the many highlights of Joey's life. He is very excited. For those who can't see, Joey is going a little bit pink with excitement.
That's amazing. That's a franchise that's over 100 years old, and the guy just set a new single season scoring record.
I'm happier for Joey only than I am for the Toronto Maple Leafs, and that's all I have to say about that.
Well, 6 years ago, I was so suicidal, and they drafted Matthews, and I thought, well, maybe I better not end this now because something special might happen. And it could be that Austin Matthews saved my life. Brandon Houck, talk to us about the windstorm that happened last week.
Well, I was basically that excited on Saturday when we had our first little wave of convection coming down. And it felt like a thunderstorm blowing in on Saturday afternoon. It was just dead calm. You can see the clouds roll in, and all of a sudden, you hear this little tristle in the leaves, and then whoosh, the wind came in, and all of a sudden, dust started blowing, and this started getting a little, we got a little rain that night. We had about 3 millimeters of rain, so that felt good. It felt really nice to have downburst winds hit you back on Saturday there. And then the next storm system. Now, this one, we were thinking it was going to be situated in southern Alberta, but the track, this one shifted drastically to the Alberta-Saskatchewan border, and we still got the winds with that one. Wind gusts of 115 kilometers an hour on Tuesday. That was the third wind storm in a week there. And then over into Saskatchewan, we actually had a little burst of precipitation that night, Tuesday morning. So we had a little rain or snow, and we also had some thunder snow near Suffield, Medicine Hat, Maple Creek area. And then this band of snow just sat right over Maple Creek all day long, dropping 20 centimeters of snow and wind gusts over 100 kilometers an hour. And you have 20 centimeters of wet snow plus 100K wins, and that's big problems, and that's what we saw. We're still trying to get some power back on there, and it's been like day three with no power in some areas around Maple Creek there, but the whole community lost power. They were put on the civil emergency Tuesday night and Wednesday because there was no power at all in the community, and they lost power to the water treatment plant, so they had to... There was a reception center open at the Salvation Army, and they had a generator there, and they were letting people come in and out as they pleased. over that next 24 hours until the power got let back on, because at least 120 power poles got knocked down by the strong winds and the heavy wet snow. So
that 120 power poles knocked down.
That's right. 120.
That's some wind.
So yeah, very intense. And then you have all that heavy wet snow on top of that, and it's just basically a disaster for anyone in the Maple Creek, Saskatchewan area. And then the Trans-Canada Highway was also closed for a few hours there because of the snow and the ice on the highway. And then that same system then eventually moved into southern Manitoba last night and this morning. I saw the perimeter around Winnipeg got shut down again for the, I think that's like the 10th time this winter season, as now we're into the spring season there. So that's been the situation there. Meanwhile, here in Brooks area, we've been missing out on the precipitation, and we actually got a fire ban issued the other day because it's been quite dry. And with that wind that picked up the other day, the fire officials were a little concerned on the fire hazard that day. So they put on a fire ban for the areas, but we're starting to see some green grass, and we've seen some robin show up, and we've seen some bees, and I think I've seen a butterfly the other day too. So starting to feel a little more like spring around here. Not quite, but we're gonna get quite balmy by tomorrow, which is the 8th. We're gonna see our temperatures skyrocket up to 22 degrees Celsius. So yeah, I'm probably gonna be wearing my shorts tomorrow. But then put my winter clothes back on as we go into next week here, as we have another system coming in. We'll see strong winds again tomorrow on Friday in southern parts of the region. Chance of possibly a few lightning bolts up from Edmonton to Grand Prairie on Friday. And then Saturday, the cold front comes through, slicing through the prairies, dropping the temperature. So we'll see temperatures fall at least 10 to 20 degrees through Saturday, with that chance of thunder showers once again. Little bit of instability and possibly a rain snow mix as we go through the weekend, and then temperatures really start to plummet as Arctic area high pressure rolls in from the north into next week. We'll see daytime highs struggling to get above minus again, above freezing. So that's going to be a shock to the system for sure for next week after the warm temperatures we've been enjoying. And Manitoba will also see the temperatures next week. And then we've got this Colorado low we'll be watching very closely into next week. That's going to be developing out of Colorado. That is going to ramp up the severe weather potential again. Also mentioned, we've had quite a few tornadoes this week as well in the southern United States. 38 of them back on Tuesday. I think, yeah, that was Tuesday there. So that's from that last system. This next one's going to ramp up the severe weather potential, and then it's going to move up. Now, the track is still uncertain at this time. The Canadian model wants to bring this thing into southern Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and also impact parts of Alberta, while the other models want to bring it towards northwestern Ontario. Either way, wherever this thing goes, it is going to be packing a bit of a punch. I saw the Canadian model hinting at 50 centimeters of snow in southern Manitoba next week. We'll see how that plays out if the track goes to southern Manitoba. If it stays off to the east, then Manitoba will not have to will probably have to worry about the wind on the backside, because the winds are going to probably be a lot stronger compared to the system they had today. So that's going to be later next week. So we'll be keeping a very, very close eye on this Colorado low. So the uncertainty on this one is the track. The guarantee, it is going to happen. It is going to be packing a punch no matter where it decides to go. But the uncertainty, once again, is the track. Where is it going to go? And who's going to get impacted as we go late next week? It's going to be a doozy.
50 centimeters. Happy April to all you in Manitoba.
Happy Easter. Well,
you know, if it's any consolation, last year here in Wells, British Columbia, up in the Caribou Mountains, 4,000 feet, well, 3,925 at the lake just down the road, we led the country last year in terms of incorporated municipalities. Our snowpack was an extra 70 centimeters last April. So I do know about April snow. It's something that we get frequently here, something you have to live with. And I don't see a whole lot of warming in the forecast for Wells, British Columbia. If you people are looking for some snowmobiling action, Prince George, this might be still a good time to be looking to go do it. Although, check your avalanche conditions if you go do so. Saturday in Prince George, 2 degrees during the day, 40% chance of rain or showers. That should change to flurries at night as the temperature starts to dip to -4. And then you see some of this cold Arctic air and the high pressure Brandon's talking about. Sunday, when it's only 2 degrees for a daytime high and -9 at nighttime. Monday only gets to 0, they say, in Prince George. I'm sure the sun will feel hotter than that if you're in the sun's rays, because the radiant energy of the sun will still be there. But the air temperature itself is expected to stay at 0. -11 at nighttime. Tuesday, 3-degree high in the daytime. -8 at night. Wednesday, 5-degree high in the daytime. Perhaps starting to look a little warmer going into the weekend next week. But not wonderful forecast for British Columbia necessarily whatsoever. At least not for this part. I mean, Ashcroft has had a 21-degree day today, so what do I know? And I'm sure down in Victoria, Imogen Cookie Bailey will tell you it's been quite warm there, although she's dressed in vampire apparel, and I'm pretty sure that the reason that vampires can survive on the coast is because they don't ever get to see the sunlight there.
That is a valid point, although to be fair, I am the chocolate vampire, so I'm not really bound by the same rules as all the other guys. Dracula's got his own thing going on. I just don't like the warm weather because I melt. Today got a little uncomfortable, 16 degrees. The rest of the week is going to be dropping down, maybe 10 at the most is what we can hope for. Lots of clouds, though, so that will keep your chocolate fresh. What a buddy. That will keep your chocolate fresh and crispy. The rest of the week going to be dropping down to 6. Some rain on next Wednesday, Thursday, roundabouts. The rest of the week, it's going to look like rain. Clouds are threatening us.
So there's that potential that Vancouver Island and places could see a little snow in the mountains there, I'm sure, next week. So if you don't like extremely hot weather, I mean, that's partly what I love about living in the mountains so much. And I get so acclimatized to high elevation, to less oxygen, to cooler nights, to cooler temperature and all that. And then suddenly fire season hits and I get a call to go somewhere and I end up in like Karamias or someplace. And it's friggin' 36 degrees. I'm like, ow, how do you people do this? That's all I have to say about that.
Just up island a little bit, up along the Malahat, we get terrifying weather. It'll be warm and sunny down here, and then you drive like 20 minutes up the highway there, and it's snowy, icy conditions, with just a thick, blind fog. It's brutal. Terrifying area, but makes sense for the island.
So when do you go out hunting chocolate, Count Chocula?
Well, this is the time of year that chocolate really is in season. It's like if you're looking for rabbits, you know, to go in the spring, right? Chocolate rabbits, best time of year for them is April. Mid-April is where we get, they're just in full bloom. You can just practically pick them out of the shrubs. It's a beautiful thing.
Chocolate milk for blood.
Exactly.
One thing I do love about rabbits, although they're lean food, if you only ate rabbit, you would actually die of starvation. But people don't know that about rabbit and trout. Too lean, not enough fat. So,
They've got a little more protein.
I mean, that's unless you eat their brains and drink their blood and things like that too, and their organs, then you can get some fat content out of it. But you know, rabbits are nature's pizza pop because you can, well, you can kill them with your hands. You can pull them apart with your hands. They're just ready to eat. And I've always thought that certain animals like that are just designed for being eaten.
And now, facts of nature. The African lion, king of the jerks of the wild. You know what this lion's thinking about right now? It's thinking about eating its next meal. This chump. This wildebeest. Just look at it. Lion's licking its chops all the way home because wildebeest made it easy. Our victim in happier times. The wildebeest wallows in the mud, happy as a lark, not a care in the world, drifting about aimlessly through life. Dude, get out of the mud. You're gonna get eaten. Quit being such a chump. Alas, my warnings went unheeded.
For the polar, you play dead. No, polar bears eat dead things.
What do you have up there in Manitoba? I know you're not in Churchill, Manitoba. What do you have in Manitoba that's designed for being eaten, aside from the bovine species, Joe Stover?
Well, I know in northern Manitoba, as far as the rabbits go, we've got the nice big fat Arctic hares. So those are pretty good in terms of, trying to grab them with your hands, being able to rip them apart. They're definitely a little fattier up in northern Manitoba, but down in southern Manitoba, I think it's like anywhere, right? Like just rabbits just everywhere, especially in, you know, in Winnipeg here, there's just rabbits everywhere you look. And, but for Churchill, for the things that we kind of like to go,
would you say that they're breeding like rabbits?
I would say both literally and figuratively. I think you can say that both things are happening. Yeah, I think you can. Yeah, but I mean, like geese too. You know, like we're big fans of geese in northern Manitoba. Southern Manitoba, I think they kind of view geese as like, you know, pests or rodents or whatever. But once they get above like, say, the 53rd parallel, they become wanted on dinner plates. They're delicious. They're
nightmare fuel. See, other parts of the world get a standard boogeyman. They get trolls and goblins here and there. We've got geese.
I love geese. That's what we
have for monsters.
I absolutely love geese, and it's really interesting that the first time that I ever had somebody disagree with me in terms of, you know, how I view geese. I view geese as welcome visitors because they're a sign of spring, and they're also delicious. But I went to Thunder Bay for work, and I started talking about geese, and they all looked at me like I was from another planet. I started talking about how delicious geese were, and they like they figured I was talking about pigeons. Like that's how they view them over there, I guess. I don't know, but geese is my go-to when I'm back in Churchill. Absolutely. In
sparse land like Manitoba, you got to take what you can get.
Yeah, absolutely. But
this one time we served at Christmas dinner, and there was the city girl there, and we kept telling her it was African chicken that we were eating, and she kept saying things like, I've never had African chicken. And then she'd say things, and it was really hard to keep a straight face. This African chicken is really good. And then she'd say, like, I'm going to tell my friends all about African chicken. And then it was really hard to keep a straight face because it was peacock that we were eating, but we didn't want to tell her it was peacock because she couldn't have handled the thought of that, I'm sure. A peacock? So it was African chicken.
I would imagine not. But for us in Churchill, we didn't have any geese when I left. I left a week ago. A week ago today, which is Thursday, right? The 7th, the time of this recording. There were no geese up there yet, but by the time my train got to about the paw, I started seeing, you know, the lone flyers and such. And then when I got to Winnipeg, I started seeing a bit more and more. But I think the little weather system that came through southern Manitoba yesterday kind of probably made some of the geese wonder if they had arrived too early. This Colorado low that apparently is on the way, we're really hoping that it does go to northern Ontario instead, because there's already so much moisture, snow, the ground is saturated.
Way above your snowpack, like record-setting snowpack.
Yeah, so I mean, the last time it was like this was 1997, and we remember what happened in 1997 in the Red River Valley. So there, it looked at this point, actually about a week ago, I think they put out a statement saying, okay, looks like we're going to be all right. We're not going to get to 1997 levels, unless something crazy happens. And it sounds like if this Colorado low is on the way, then it sounds like there might be some added stress in that regard. Something crazy might just happen. Yeah, exactly. So 50 centimeters of snow would not be good. So if this thing, either way, doesn't matter really where it tracks. Even if it goes south of Manitoba and goes into northern Ontario, that's still, you know, North Dakota and Minnesota, the Red River Valley, right? So there still is going to be probably another crest. Like we already had the crest go by, the first crest, which we were hoping was going to be the only crest, but that's not going to happen if this Colorado low comes through. Whether it hits Winnipeg, whether it hits southern Manitoba, doesn't really matter. Once it hits the Red River Valley in North Dakota and Minnesota. Like, that's going to be a pretty significant bump of water coming up. So hopefully it's well, who knows? I mean, you never know with the track. You know, as Brandon said, the only guarantee really right now is that it's going to kick whoever's ass that it's going along. So
language.
Oh, the CRTC says that one's okay. I say it on really? My show. It's all. Yep.
Oh, even in the morning?
Did I miss an authorized swear word?
No.
Let's not get into the bad habit of having swears on our show, because
I said arse.
And I got news for you. What about Russia-Ukraine conflict?
One half of the world is interested in the species and climate. Other half of the world is more interested in the World War III.
What do you think? What's going on there, Frankie? What's happening so far?
That means Russia just got kicked out of the UN.
Oh, the Security Council.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got the old heave-ho.
Frankie, what sound does a goose make?
What sound does a what?
Can you do that again?
Honk.
That's my kind of goose. To go.
Would you say that they're breeding like rabbits?
I would say both literally and figuratively. I think you can say
honk.
That's my kind of goose.
You elk this morning. That was funny.
Over in Russia, they're banned in Western culture over there.
Honk.
That's my kind of goose.
Yeah, you cannot see the meteorological report in Russia, unfortunately. So all you friends in Russia, please have your VPN. Of course, with the possibility of the big flood story in Manitoba, do stay tuned in the coming weeks to the meteorological report on C4 88.7 FM Prince George. And of course, in Winnipeg on 95.9 FM CKUW. Of course, you'll probably know more about the flood story than I do, should that happen. Brandon Houck, talk to us about the Brooks Bandit and their improbable playoff run they're about to go on.
Well, the playoff run has been going really well so far. We've won 4 games, and we haven't played any more games for a while, but we're going to get back into it starting tomorrow night and Saturday night, round 3, the South Division Final. Brooks Bandits, Okotoks Oilers. This is a big rivalry here, so this is gonna be really good hockey coming up here in the next little while here. And if we can win 4 more games, then we go into the Alberta League final here. So we'll probably play one team from the north, one team from the south, and then I believe after that will be moved on into the national championship, which will be held in Estevan, Saskatchewan, at the end of May. And we'll be playing, we'll likely probably be playing 10 teams from across Canada there. So that shall be an interesting event as well. So as I say, we'll start off our third round of the playoffs starts tomorrow on, in Brooks, 2 games Friday and Saturday.
I'm currently right now watching Toronto Maple Leafs, beginning of the third period, Matthews just had his 55th goal to break Rick Vive's record for most single-season goals by a Maple Leafs forward, a Maple Leafs player. Maple Leafs right now shooting the Dallas Stars 32-11 in the third period, only winning 2-1, though. Some good goaltending going on there on the Dallas side. That's, of course, who I'm watching. That's not who Joe Stover's been watching. He's been watching Winnipeg, but there's not much to watch there soon, is there?
No, not really. I went to the Jets Red Wings last night, and they did not play like a team that needed to win hockey games. There's 11 games left now, and the only prayer they have is to basically run the table and then hope that other teams that they're chasing just fumble the ball awful along the way. And I don't think it's going to happen. I just don't think it's going to happen. So there's some frustrated hockey fans here in Winnipeg, at least as far as the pro level goes. But the junior level seems to be going really well in terms of major junior. The Winnipeg Ice, I think, are the top ranked team in the country. They're doing well. The Brandon Wheat Kings clinched a playoff spot as well. So the hope is that there will be, for the first time ever, the Manitoba series in the playoffs, the Wheat Kings versus the Ice. I'm all Wheat Kings. Winnipeg moved here from where Cranbrook. They were the Kootenai Ice. But just because a team moves to Winnipeg doesn't mean I'm just going to like them like that. Go Wheat Kings. That's how it is.
How do you justify then liking the Winnipeg Jets after them being the Atlanta Thrashers? What happened right there?
Well, because the Jets, man. Jets are the Jets.
Yeah, they are.
You know, like it's, I don't know. I think my beef with the Winnipeg Ice was that they, you know, they didn't change their name. Like, why are they the Winnipeg Ice? Why is their mascot a mountain man that they used in Cranbrook? Like, give it up. Do something different. That's my take on it.
When Memphis inherits the Vancouver Grizzly basketball team and decides to keep the Grizzlies name because of all those Grizzlies that you see everywhere in Grizzly Country, Tennessee there.
That was so bizarre. I thought that was one of the weirdest moves. When they moved to Memphis and they just stayed the Grizzlies, I thought, you know, it just seems so odd. And, I mean, they rolled with it and it worked for them. Like, I mean, they do wear Vancouver Grizzlies throwbacks every now and again, which, I mean, I wasn't a Grizzlies fan, so I don't know what Vancouver basketball fans think of that.
Nobody was.
Oh, no, I guess that was the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess more or less that was the problem. But there is lots of hockey going on here in Manitoba, including the Manitoba Junior Hockey League, which, of course, is under the same umbrella as the Alberta Junior Hockey League. So the way that it works, at least out west, is the Alberta champion will play the British Columbia champion. I believe they play in a 7-game playoff, and the winner of that then goes to Estevan for the Centennial Cup. And it's the same sort of thing here in Manitoba. The winner of the Manitoba League plays the winner of the Saskatchewan League. And then once you get further out east, then it's like, you know, I think Ontario has like 3 junior A leagues. It's something crazy. But either way, from what I understand, Brooks is looking like they'll be able to handle all comers from the sounds of it. And they got a good Brandon boy, not just Brandon Houck, but they got, what was the name of our, of the buddy who's from Brandon?
Huey. Oh, yeah. He has not played for since January, Huey Hooker what? There. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been what happened? In list for a while, for a long time.
I just found it out. Somebody from Nova Scotia went on a Jeopardy! One for a second time.
Really?
That's a big
thing. Someone all the way from Nova Scotia went on Jeopardy! Twice.
Who's the host of Jeopardy! Now?
Ken Jennington, Mayan Valley.
Really?
Oh, that's
who was the Nova Scotia on Jeopardy! How long ago was that, Frankie?
That was, she won again last night for a second time.
Oh, last summer?
Last night.
Oh, last night. Oh, wow.
Frankie, what do you think of Drew Carey as the host of Price is Right? Good,
he's
bad.
A nice guy since the late 2000s.
You think he's doing a pretty good job?
Yes.
Yeah, you can't quite beat old Bob Barker. I mean, it's pretty hard to beat him. But Drew Carey did sort of just slide right in there. And in his Drew Carey kind of way, take over the Price is Right. You got to give it to him. Of course, when I was a kid, you only got like 2 channels and only one of them ever had anything interesting on. And it was like, you know, hopscotch and it switched back and forth. So at 11 o'clock in the morning every day, or was it 10 o'clock a.m., I should say, was The Price is Right. And we watched The Price is Right many times. I can think of many old people I was in the room with who were yelling at their TV, higher, lower. And even now, it's always The Price is Right scoring system when people are making a guess out there. Like even, say, if we're guessing a tree height or something like that. I mean, I think it's 35 meters, and Dave's like, I'm guessing 40, and it comes in at 37, he loses because he overbid. So that's the Price is Right scoring system does mean something in popular culture. Am I correct? It's a fact. The Price is Right scoring system is not allowed in Russia.
Absolutely. The memetic influence alone of that show is fantastic. We all know closest guess without going over, but so many people don't know where it even came from. Bob Barker is a legend.
Good television morning shows at that time I would watch was The Flintstones would come on at noon. Classic. Love The Flintstones. And Lorne Greene's New Wilderness. That came on every day, too, at noon.
Lorne Greene. There's a name I haven't heard in a while.
Be like, that's the one where I first seen a seal getting tortured by killer whales, and I thought, oh my goodness.
To go,
would you say that they're breeding like rabbits?
I would say both literally and figuratively. I think you can say
honk.
That's my kind of goose.
Gabriel Berardo's just entering the house there in Southern Ontario. I know he's got a rap for us this week, but...
How'd you know that?
Because I've been putting pressure on you, Holmes. I've been like, where's my raps, yo?
And also today I kind of thought about it and I was like, man, I haven't done one. I cannot leave my audience this sad... disappointed, and I was like, man, I gotta do something about it. So guys, I will do something about it for sure.
Excellent. Are you watching Austin Matthews? He just broke Rick Wise's record. I'm watching two screens tonight. I'm home, so I have the internet that I can watch two screens. It's great.
Yes, and well, earlier I actually was watching the Raptors game. The Raptors won against Philly. We have only two more games left, and we will see who we play in the playoffs. So I mean, we will be seeing some Raptors and Leafs playoffs. Hopefully that both of them make it past the first round, especially of course with like the Leafs too, right? Because how much I think work Matthews been putting in this year, right? I think that Matthews deserves maybe to even make it to the finals, hopefully. That's what he deserves, though, I think. Okay. Not of course saying it's gonna happen, but I think that based on the season that he's been having, at least make the biggest run in years, right? would you agree, Joey, or no? Yeah.
I'm hoping, man. I'm hoping. Also, great news for Toronto is tomorrow is opening day. Dallas just scored and tied the game 2-2.
Woo! So I'm watching. Of course.
Tomorrow is opening day for baseball. Blue Jays look like they have a great team. Of course, I was a baseball player growing up because I was a kid of poverty, but it's the one sport that kids of poverty could play was soccer. Wasn't that big of a thing in Ontario back in the 80s and 90s, but softball and hardball was. So I played baseball. Gabriel, what kind of weather is are they going to have the Sky Dome open? What kind of weather is Southern Ontario seeing? Are you the warmest place in Canada right now?
Should be pretty warm, I think. Temperatures in the low teens, I'm pretty sure the last time I've checked. And well, I mean, it should be pretty warm. I mean, should be pretty, I think, you know, nice, I think, for a nice Blue Jays game. And it should warm up heading into next week. I'm watching a low that could be moving through Wednesday. Likely, I think, Wednesday into Thursday, maybe Thursday.
That's the Colorado into Friday. Low.
Yeah, right? I mean, like a lot of lows now. If this will happen, we could see some storms. Today, there was some lightning just, I think, north of me. There was some nice structure maybe on these little storms maybe. They were like these little storms. Now, of course, there was actually some hail on these, and it was probably because of cooler air aloft, right? Because there was a lot of cooler air, kind of, and it kind of it brought that hail, right? And there was some energy to work with. So that's why when the front moved through, right, we had a few storms. We had a few lightning strikes, I think. And, well, I mean, it was pretty cool to see when I was at work. There was actually some... Although the hill was really, really, really like small in size, it was like probably like an ice pellet size. But I mean, hey, it's still hail, right? It was still pretty kind of cool to see, like always. And it was really interesting, right? Because hail is always cool to see. Well, I mean, we honestly never really see hail here. Although it's really, really, really small. So obviously, Brandon, you have probably seen like bigger hail, like much, much, much bigger hail than me. But I mean, hey,
we get a lot of hailer squalls at this time of year in through the Caribou. I've probably seen 6, 7, 8 of them or more the last week or two.
Yeah.
And they just kind of come along for, they'd be a thunderstorm if the conditions were a little different, but they're not. And they just spit out these little pea like hail stones and they're gone after 10 minutes and back to you.
Yeah, I mean, it happened in the fall. Here, So here it actually happens in the spring and also the fall. But I mean, it could obviously happen in the summer, but usually in the summer, just really, really, really big raindrops. And I mean, the radar probably thinks, hail maybe, and it shows that. But I mean, sometimes in the fall, right, like later in the fall, we see these much stronger fronts, right, like a lot more shear to work with maybe. And I mean, I'm a lot more, there's less energy, but I mean, like a lot more lift, right? So we could really see these hail storms in the fall and well, also in the spring also, right? Because we're seeing an active season now. But I mean, hey, so we got a weather wrap. Yes.
We got 10-15 minutes left. So what about you, meteorologist? You want to hear this some weather wrap out of this guy or what?
I think that would be preferable.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, MC, DJ, I don't even know what to call him, GB, Gabriel Berardo, master of ceremonies in the house here with the weather wrapping kind of stuff that he does, yo.
Yeah.
How's that for an intro?
This is a old school beat, okay? Old school beat.
I'm an old school kind of guy.
Cypress Hill type stuff. I want to kind of switch it up a little bit, right? From the Eminem now to the Cypress Hill. Yeah, man. I mean, it's the old, right? The classic, right? It's a nice old school flow. I'm like, yeah.
Right on.
On the Joey Only Show, because Joey is the only bro. I mean, it's April, hopefully that it will not snow anymore. But man, look at thunderstorms when the rain pours, coming down like a dinosaur, just like a raptor. See me in a church like a pastor. And yes, you really better watch out, because I am the weather master. And yes, I like the craft, so you better watch out, because the aftermath, man, I swear to God that y'all can never come to me, because I'm really telling you the future and the past in my new forecast. Like I'm Storm Hunter, Mark Robinson, and Jacqueline, following the passion, literally tracking with the passion. And yes, I'm forecasting, looking at me, tracking up the storms like I'm Brandon Huff. Came into the game and I get fucking bucked, because y'all already know I'm kind of skinny. Can't blow away in the wind this summer, because you know, yeah, man. Can't fly away in the wind this summer. Can't fly away in the wind this summer. Can't fly away in the wind this summer. Gonna get bucking, gonna chase storms like I'm Brandon Hawk when I'm over here. Y'all already know I'm chasing hail storms. Yeah, man, I'm really chasing all the hail storms. When it was born, I'm here to warn everybody. Y'all already know that this summer's gonna be sunny. Gonna be hot, man, it's gonna be hot. Just like my fire rap, just like a soup pot, just like a kitchen. Haters really wishing that, man, they could be tracking with the passion. Look at everybody clapping when I'm rapping, when I'm on tap, turn it up like a thermostat. When I'm over here, everybody knows the man, that I'm a rise like the temperature, and I'm looking fresher. So haters better watch out, because I'm putting you under my high pressure. Because when it gets sunny, man, I'm making all the money, and the haters laughing at me, looking at them when they're picking. It's funny, everybody knows I'm digging, I'm digging the holes when I be digging the trolls, man. They better watch out, because I got the flow and it's so diabolical. Everybody knows that I got on their soul. I'm the weatherman, couldn't like the Super Bowl. But what's up when I'm over here? Gonna go jump off a pier in the summer with my peers. Gonna live nice, y'all already know that I'm like pulled away, man. I'm like a leaf versus the stars on the weight, man. But I should say that I'm more of a stars. Oh wait, man, I'm the star of the show. So they better watch out when I'm coming in with the Joe Stover. Because they never stop until this rap is over. Y'all already know that, man, I'm like an overloader. Better watch out, your new future over the shoulder. When I'm coming in with the distance on the way, the weatherman gotta get straight back to business. Oh wait, I'm a gift, so they call me Christmas. You better watch out, I'm like a short elf, man. I'ma get into some mischief, I'm like 5'3". Oh wait, but they don't even know the weatherman, gee. Cause when I came in, I've been blaming everybody. Hold up, wait. Let me end it over here. I mean, it was a long rap, but you know what, man, it was kind of a trap to get your mind in this rap, in this rap game. Yes, they literally call me Imogen, getting other men on the way, man, getting other women. Nothing like to say laughing at that, but y'all already know it's a bit of rapping weather, man. We're gonna end this rap. Yeah, how was that, man? I don't know.
That was so fat that you had both Imogen and I token hitting bongs and stuff, and because
that was quite funny
because it's a different era. See, last time I hosted radio, you weren't allowed to smoke weed on the air because weed was illegal. you see. But now it's not. And also, last time when I was at CFRO, see, I'm in my own house making this show. So whereas last time I was smoking weed on the air, it was in a studio where they didn't want me doing that kind of thing. And of course, the radio listeners didn't know.
Honk.
That's my kind of goose.
Yeah. I mean, it was a pretty good rap. I thought it was really good. It was all a freestyle, by the way.
I like the choice of beat, man.
Write this rap. Writing, I think, raps is a is. I mean, look, writing, I think, raps. I mean, whenever I of course write them, right? Like whether it's like a verse, right? That would of course have to be for a studio, maybe or something like that, right? When I like, if I like ever end up actually making music.
But not, I mean, all the technology here in my house.
Going off the mind is like a lot more talent than just writing it. Like, whole, I think.
If you were here, we could make an album. Going off the mind
takes,
Not if, GB, not if, when.
Yeah. And actually, when.
I had this brilliant idea while you were rapping. Because while you were really laying it down fat, Morgan Riley scored for the Leafs and made the game 3-2. So then I was like, oh my goodness, GB is good luck for the Maple Leafs when he's rapping. And then I got this idea in my head that what we need to do come playoff time is you need to have playoff raps ready to go. Because
sorry to
joke. That'd be hugely awesome.
when I was
it's gotta be about, you gotta include every Canadian team that's in it too. Right? Because I know Calgary and Edmonton are gonna probably be in it. I mean, Edmonton's on the fringe, but Calgary is looking awesome this year. So, you know what I'm saying? Get some playoff rap going on.
I
sang Maple Leaf songs on my guitar there and got lots of views there years ago. I should do that kind of thing again, too.
I have to jump in here. What's you said? Calgary's really good. They just scored. That was brilliant.
Oh, wow.
So I'm really good for Calgary. So I'm good luck for Calgary, and GB's good luck for Toronto.
I may be good luck for both teams. So.
Who are you good luck for, Frankie?
Did you hear about that? There's Townsend Street in Sydney, Nova Scotia, up by the Steel City. I'm showing you guys the Steel City.
Frankie, I think, likes the Senators, right, Frankie?
You like what's that right behind you, Frankie?
That's Steel City.
Is that sports bar, it says?
Yes.
Oh, so they watch sports in there.
They watch sports like hockey, baseball, basketball, football, and things like that, and golf.
Is it mostly a guy bar, like where guys go hang out?
Both male and female.
It's a guy bar.
What else is in that? What else you got in that corner, Frankie?
And then they sell hot wings in there too.
Ooh, okay, my favorite.
Got my attention.
Well, yeah, man, wings are good.
And did you hear about that? And I'm doing great these days. It's pretty cold out in my area right now. China's in the lockdown because of COVID.
Thank cases are up everywhere again. So everyone, hold your hats on. So what else is on that corner, Frankie? Show us the rest of that corner. Downtown Sydney, Nova Scotia.
Yeah, there's the Townsend Street headquarters, downtown Sydney.
Wow, there's nobody on the street. Is it a lockdown?
No. It's not a lockdown at all.
Probably just a really vulnerable area.
That's pretty late there, isn't it?
They got to go to work the next morning.
And there's nothing to do.
I mean, look, man. They got to go to work like I did earlier. But, I mean, I didn't have a morning shift. I had those afternoon shifts. Next week, I had like a 6 a.m. shift. So, yes, it'll be pretty, you know, interesting waking up. When I usually wake up at like 12 o'clock in the afternoon, I got to wake up.
Oh, boo hoo. I've been getting up at like 4 or 5 in the morning for like.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, of course, you got to like fight the fires, of course, man.
Just any job I do.
Don't start until 5 a.m. That's the rule. That's why Joey gets up at 5.
Yeah.
Fires are on duty.
Well, no, I've been timber cruising all winter too, but I mean, you get up early and you start your day because that's what, when you work in resources and you work outside, you make use of the daylight.
Oh,
or the best time of day to do things too. For us, the afternoon, sure, it's nice and warm, but that's when the snow gets all soft. I start to my knees. I'd be working this week if my truck wasn't broken down. What do you got over there, Frankie?
I got a sign that says Steel City Sports Bar and Steakhouse.
A house and steakhouse. Frank is sitting on the couch and on the counter. I'm just joking. He's outside.
Steakhouse. How do they keep it from going bad?
They do a lot of cleaning and things like that. And did you hear about that Phil Kasuf? He's the guy that does karaoke on Wednesday nights there.
Frankie, next week, I will actually be on. We don't have that thing that's called, right?
Podcast. Marshall, we don't have cookies.
Yeah. Right. So he asked me to go on his show on next Wednesday, and I will be on his show next Wednesday. So, yeah, so that will be kind of quite interesting. I'm not really sure what he does, but the first thing I'm going to ask him is the name of his show. Why'd you name it We Don't Have Cookies? Is that like the first?
He doesn't have any cookies.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that was like the first thing that he thought of in his mind. It was, hey, man, nice little podcast name. Throw it out there. We don't have any cookies, Mom. Oh, yeah. Well, I guess that's our name.
That means you'll get Jason Marshall on your show.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm totally in. So, we're out of time, I suppose, already. You've been listening to the show.
Really?
I'm Joey Only here in Wells, BC. We produce the show for CFIR 88.7 FM, CFUR, and Prince George, and it gets played in Winnipeg on CKUW 95.9 FM. For all you meteorology students, this is the Comedy Meteorology Show, the Meteorological Report. It is required listening for you meteorology students at the University of Winnipeg. You will be tested on all this by me, by Frankie. If you ever meet one of us, we'll be like, one of these days you're going to be a weather person, you'll be on the air, and we'll be saying, like, you know, we were doing this a long time with a lot less money, and we were a lot cooler. Back in my day, we only had weather balloons, and, you know, it'll be like that, right? We had to walk uphill both ways to chase a tornado. Frankie, how can people find you on the internet this week?
My Twitter is at Frankie McDee. My Facebook is Frankie McDonald. And my Facebook public figure page is Frankie McDonald with a blue check mark. And my Instagram is Frankie MacDee 1984. My TikTok is Frank Doe 1984. My Clap is Frank Doe 1984. My Twitch is Frank Doe 1984. My Snapchat is Frankie MACDON. And my Twitch is Frank Doe 1984. My LinkedIn is Frankie McDonald. And my YouTube channel is Dogs and Wolves.
Yeah, thank you for being on the show, Frankie, once again. Brandon Houck over in Brooks, Alberta, the weatherman and sports producer for the Brooks Bandits on 105.7 FM, the country radio station there. Joe Stover, who's on the How Do You Do review on 95.9 FM, CKUW. Of course, his show is airs before this one, even though we're talking before then. It's kind of awkward because our show is pre-recorded and airs on Sunday, and Joe's show airs tomorrow, which will be 3 days ago if you're listening to this show in Winnipeg on Monday.
I got something quick for you. This is a little Maple Leafs rap I wrote for you. Austin Matthews, best Leaf pound for pound. Not going to help when they get beat in the first round. Forget how to score. That's what they'll be doing when they blow a 4-1 lead against the Boston Bruins. Oh!
So, GB, be ready with the playoff sports. It's going to be the playoff recap rap. We're going to get you to do every week. So, you know, keep watching the scores of all the playoff games. The playoff recap rap coming to you on the Meteorological Report. Imogen Cookie Bailey down there in Victoria, BC. Thanks for coming on. Count Chocula, if you're just listening to the show and not seeing us on the YouTube. You can watch us on the YouTube, Joey Only Caribbean Weather Dude. You can see Imogen dressed as Count Chocula herself. And the Dallas Stars just tied the game 3-3. I got to go and watch the end of this game. There's only 2 minutes left to go. We'll see you next week, everybody. Okay, bye for now.